Welcome to the Zave, Michelle and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Michelle's around the grounds.
Indeed. Welcome to the hardest hitting news you're going to get all day.
Yeah, love it,
Michelle. Yes, here we go. Here, and I've titled this one, I'm going to lead off with this, grand final bits and pieces that aren't actually sport. Here
I
it
love
goes.
That. That's great.
All right, so the other day there was a photo opportunity for the AFL and Robbie Williams came out. He's going to entertain. Had a very rude bracelet on.
I saw.
F you. F off,
that's
I think.
Not nice.
F
well, actually written.
Yeah, well, chunked in, probably in diamonds, yeah. I dare say.
But the four letters.
The whole lot. Okay. And then he had a pair of loafers with, and each of them had a different playgirl on them. Like, you know, he's really dressed for the occasion.
Come on, AFL will be thrilled.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's a family show, Robbie.
I know, Robbie, please.
He wasn't out with the boys last night.
No, every chance.
Didn't see him, yeah. Of course, we've heard as well, Delta's going to join him. We should be gearing up for a bit of kids. Oh, a bit of Delta, just belting that out. Yeah. That's not what I asked for, Sean. It's very hard when you're
Delta's
not
there. Delta hasn't got her own set.
I don't know.
I wouldn't have thought
she might just crop
this
up. And check this out. This is what they're going to churn out. Yeah. 20,000 pies are coming into the MCG. 30,000 hot chip buckets. Yeah. 12,000 soft drinks. 6,000 chocolate bars. Get into it.
A little whisper of my people told me last night is that Delta might be doing a little tribute to Olivia Newton-John in amongst the Robbie set.
That would be lovely.
That's just a little whisper I picked.
There you go.
Another news just the other day, Optus reported about 9 million of their 10 million people have suffered security breaches. A bit of a hack. Names, dates of birth.
It's only 90%.
Phone numbers. Oh, no. That's there's a shape 10.
Can't we try your technique from the other day?
Are you being tracked? But anyhow, they're telling people to just be vigilant about what you've got out there and all that sort of stuff. See if there's anything a bit weird going on with your account.
Yep.
Some people even had passport numbers taken as well.
Right. Yeah. No, that's okay. Yeah.
So just keep your eyes open if that's who you're with. And give me something else, Sean.
Here's Michelle with the details.
Thank you, Carbo. And this last, just to round it out, the Queen's birthday. Well, we are the first state here in WA. We will be celebrating the King's birthday.
Oh, the King's
birthday. This coming
birthday.
Monday. Yes, that's right. We're one of the first states to change the holiday name.
Mike Carey.
And
the King.
The King. Well, there you go. And given it's been that date since 1938, it's not going to change sort of thing. So it'll go like that. The real birthday of the Queen, April 21. Charles, November 14. So nowhere near.
No relevance.
Absolutely. Will we get a public holiday for the coronation? Jury's out. Britons get it. Not sure if we'll get it.
Probably,
I think we should respect it.
We're a bit shaky after the bonus holiday yesterday.
I have seen a few videos kicking around of those and a few of the tougher sort of trade-like guys who were in mourning for the Queen and thought they might need today as well. Just
the extra day.
Mourning's not a 24-hour process. No. It can be 48
Fair
hours.
Enough.
So
there you go.
That's what they're going to do.
Very
what else you got there, Michelle?
Yeah, and that'll do. That's round the grounds.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
And I'll tell you what, that cherry on top, Delta.
A little bit of extra. A little bit of something.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Our next guest is so Australian, they're part of the very ground we stand on. Tomorrow they'll be taking to one of the biggest stages in Australia to perform for the AFL Grand Final.
Big crowd, we love it.
And we reckon we know what team they'll be cheering for.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all.
They'll be over in Frio soon, but they're with us right now. Please welcome Goanna.
Oh, how magnificent. Shane, Marcia, Rose, good morning.
Good morning.
Basil.
Good morning, Baz.
Wow.
And Michelle.
How are you guys?
I need my last show.
Has that Billy boiled yet? Or are we desperate for a cup of tea?
You're desperate for one. Well, we've got people here. They can go find one. But are you a Geelong supporters? I know you're from that part of the world.
I am.
This is where the team divides.
Righto.
My dad trained with Richmond back in the Depression days.
Okay.
He was a great footballer and so we were wrapped in black and yellow at birth. But beautiful. I think Martha split the camp.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm Shane's sister, so I've defected. I live in Geelong. What can I say?
There's no way out for me.
No.
Yeah, and I live down in Queenscliff, so everywhere is festooned with balloons, banners.
And we like our hotel. Our hotel's got three balloons. And
streamers running out of the top of the cars.
We are the Geelong Goanna band. I mean, band, that's our heartland. It's where we came together as a band. That's where we set out from. So, go Cats.
And tomorrow it's halftime. You guys will be centre stage, essentially.
Yeah, when you put it like that, it's pretty terrifying. But
there's only 100,000 watching.
I don't know, a couple of million around the world, but no pressure.
Shane was kicking like a champion. I think he's going to make it into the team.
Yeah. Oh, very saw nice. That on the TV news last night. You haven't lost it, Shane.
I was a bit concerned about the hammy, but all good. Yeah.
I tell you, it was like he was 15 again. I can tell you, it was amazing.
I mean, it was a bit of a boyhood dream, isn't it? Yeah. Like, going onto the MCG, kicking the footy with your own name on there that says Goanna. Hey?
Yeah,
on the Sharon.
And we're going to hear in just a moment the song that you're going to play tomorrow. You're famous for it. I should imagine there are times in musicians' careers when you want to be known for other things, but then how amazing 40 years later to still be performing this iconic Australian song and it being so loved.
What an honour. To go onto this stage tomorrow, this hallowed turf, you know, all your childhood dreams, all that stuff as men and women.
With Christine Arnoux and Emma Donovan.
William Barton, all those great First Nations artists, Emma Donovan, Tasman Keith, a really funky First Nations rap poet. But to tell that story over and over again, an unlikely pop song.
It's
got a very... severe and sincere message about this country, but it's a message of hope too.
And like, it holds up. That's the thing. It holds up. 40 years ago, you wrote
amazing.
It.
Yeah, still, 40 years
still
later,
still relevant today.
Amazing. And look, we've come a long way since 1982 in our relationship with our First Nations people. We've got a way to go, but we're here to kind of hold the torch up and say, let's keep this journey going, because let's be that great country. Let's be the land of the fair go. Let's be an inspiration to the world, a very troubled and confused world. Why not be that country that goes, this is how you have relationships and fix up the past.
Amen, brother.
The 40th anniversary album is out now. And then after the grand final, like literally after the grand final, you're on the plane to Perth playing with Midnight Oil at the RAC Arena on Sunday. Tickets are available. And then you've got your own show down at Frio Social on Monday night. How good?
Yeah.
I know. We'll see you in Perth then, everyone. Like, put the billy on over there as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
I do need to ask, is it nerves or is it excitement? How do you feel leading into what's a pretty big show for you guys tomorrow?
A little tired, but I think I'll get there.
I'll get you a couple of wines.
We had a great rehearsal on the ground yesterday, you know, and fantastic to work. You know, just see Bujra and Nairi and Temper Trap and all those great artists, Australian acts, you know, performing.
Katie
Noonan. It's really good to see Australian artists represented.
Well, it's brilliant to have you here. It's brilliant that you're going to be in Perth Sunday with the Oils and then Monday your own show down at Frio Social, and tickets are available for both of those shows. Get in and see Goanna. But we are privileged to have you right here, right now, playing live for us.
For the Mayor of Perth.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Basil.
The last, thanks,
Michelle. Mr. Moore.
Yeah. Thank you.
His last ever show, so make it a good one. This is a treat I organised for you,
This is your last show on air, Basil.
Yes.
Well, we will try to do you proud.
Thank
then.
You, yeah. Shane. Yeah. Thanks, Marcia, and thanks, Rose. Solid
thanks,
rock.
Fans. Love you, Perth. Love you, Perth.
You got to get the special edition then, yeah. Changing, not in a hurry anyway. You can feel the endlessness with a coming out of the light of day. Talking about a chosen place. They want to sell it in a marketplace. Look out.
Double job. Danica G. Double B.
Just a minute now. Right about the dawn of time. And the dream and all began. Proud people come. They're living here in their promised land. Oh, running from the heart of darkness. Oh, searching for a heart of light. This could be paradise. Standing on a solid rock, standing on sacred ground, leaving on borrowed time and the winds of change. They were blowing cold that night. One day, all the white sails in the sun. Wasn't long before you felt that sting.
White man, white law, white gun.
Don't tell me it's justified. Cause somewhere, someone lied. Genocide. Yeah, who's that crying? Yeah, but we're getting stronger now. We're getting stronger now. Let's get it together in this country. Come on. Yeah, standing on solid rock. Not a knee, much a mil pakatu. Nyutukurunka, not a knee, walpakampu kuchipani, walpapukaringani. Solid rock, standing on sacred ground, leaving on borrowed time, and the winds of change, they're blowing down the line.
Solid Rock, halftime at the footy tomorrow, Midnight Oil on Sunday in Perth RAC Arena, and Frio Social Monday, their own show. Get in and see them. Thank you, guys.
Thank
go
you.
Well.
Yeah, thanks. Put the billy
thank
on.
You.
Get it
around. Thank you all.
Love you, Perth.
Save Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
I got gifted
wow.
Tickets to the grand final.
You,
me and someone else. And I said,
Baz and I.
Oh,
who are you choosing?
Yeah, who am I? No,
I don't have a seat. I can get in, but I've got nowhere to sit.
I've got nothing.
I don't know how to break this to you, but I had to raffle it off between a couple of people in the office, okay?
Oh.
One was Sarah, who's fever pitch
Sarah,
about going to the grand final.
Is.
Have you ever been to the grand final before? She has once. Okay.
Hung as a
the
horse,
other,
too. Good on you,
oh,
Sarah.
She, look at her. She's
had
a mess.
Had a real good go last
okay.
night.
And then there's 40. You all know 40. Used to produce Brecky.
Homeless. 40
the man that can get anything for free and get in anywhere. So both of them had to pitch me an idea of, you know, why they need to come along. And Sarah came out strong and said, I'll go and get the pies.
Creative.
I'll queue up and get the drinks. Smart. Oh, no, I forgot the sauce. Don't worry, I'm going back. And I thought...
Good, Sarah.
Look, she, you know,
it's going to make your
day
easier. Yeah, it's your day. Your day's easier.
And then, out of nowhere, 40 rears up, and he's approached Kate Massey from Channel 7.
Oh,
sorry.
For an official report. Here it is.
Good afternoon. Some breaking news here in Melbourne. We're told that Triple M Breakfast host in Perth, Michelle Anderson, is on the run. Now, details are still coming in, but we understand she ran out onto the MCG and assaulted Tom Hawkins. We're told he is in a critical condition. The suspect
now,
you're looking for is looking for a
he's reached out. He's gone that extra mile.
Yes.
He's gone Channel 7.
It's good effort. Makes no sense.
No, yeah, no, enough. Absolutely yeah. not. And yeah. he tried to flatter me with a bit, oh, she doesn't look that old. She looks so young. And I
well,
heard...
That's 40
he's having to throw up the stumps.
Oh, is it? That's not about the tear. Oh, how flattering. And but then I heard he did approach Jeff Parry. Jeff said no.
No.
So he's good. Or, you know, he's been there and he's gone. But I had to get them both together and make a decision, okay?
Right. Yes. Oh, here we go.
All right? This is how it went.
Feel like the prettiest girl at the dance. I've got myself one ticket. We've got the lovely Sarah sitting here wanting a ticket.
Yep.
And we've got 40 sitting here wanting a ticket.
40's on the phone.
Yep. G'day.
Hello. And both admirable efforts, what you've put in as we've gone through.
More than admirable. Come on, Michelle. I put a further production in
there. Hold on.
You broke the rules.
I am the judge. I am the judge and my statement, my decision shall be final. Yep. Isn't that what they say?
All right.
I'm going the coin toss.
I'm going the coin toss,
all right?
Okay. Sarah is heads, 40 tails.
Good luck,
there's the coin, and it is.
Oh, God.
It's come up tails. however, you did break some rules in your entry, 40. And I don't want to wheel it back, but you did lift 3 Ramsey Street signs and get yourself $200 a piece for said signs. I'm taking Sarah!
Sarah! The win!
Yay!
Well done, 40.
God, I'm shaking.
Yes.
Sarah, you are one lucky bugger.
I'm so sorry, 40.
Where do you go to now, 40? You're a man with, well, you've got a lot in the bank, a lot in reserve. What are you going to try and do now to get in there?
Got a high-vis vest. I might take one of those, like, push trolleys, couple of cartons of beer and tell them that I've got to go to Gil McLaughlin's room to load up.
And you'll see him there, ladies and gentlemen. You will see 40 in there. Thanks so much, 40, for the entry. And, got her about the power. I'm drunk with the power.
Thank you, Michelle.
We're going to the footy bar.
So
how exciting.
You set the rules, the parameters.
Yeah.
And you just threw them out once you realised Sarah didn't win.
Yeah,
so you tried to make her win. She didn't win.
And then you just. I think deep down I did want to inflict pain because I could have just lied about the coin toss. I told the truth.
Yeah. So poor 40. I can't wait. 40's the winner, but now he's ticketless.
Yeah, he's my tyres were slashed the other day, so, you know. So.
I must admit, though, he's made 600 from those Ramsey Street signs and 400 for the Ollie Wines place tag last year at the Brown. Got 400 for lifting that.
And mark my words, he will be in there. You know he will.
That high vis is no gag.
Yeah, you have a look.
Robbie Williams will be out there doing it for the kids.
Yeah.
And the kid that's
banking?
Walking past will be a bloke that looks like 40 in a high vis vest.
Done. I still think I stand by it. I've done the right thing.
Enjoy the day. Baz
can't
get in, but you'll absolutely love it.
I'll send you a couple of vids.
We did talk about this before we do go. You mentioned someone from Melbourne was going to get the ticket. Some Sarah from Melbourne.
No, I think I might have had a couple of drinks when I first got the text coming through.
Like,
wrong Sarah,
you could not give it to some person in Melbourne we've never heard of.
Someone had
Although 40 didn't give the $3,000 to somebody from Adelaide I've never heard of.
I got a text from them yesterday. The Adelaide assassin, I got a text message from.
40 gave a $3,000 room
and rang in for a room and they won the $3,000.
I don't feel bad about it.
Which we're giving away in about half an hour as well. So there you go.
Thanks, Basil.
Lock in. Thank you.
What a segue.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
It's time to say g'day to our next guest. You might even say his favourite month is September.
The fight for the premiership is well and truly on the line.
Whether he's singing about screamers or sharing his love for footy. There's no better man to get us into the footy finals mood than Mike Brady.
Michael Brady, good morning, my friend, and welcome.
Thank you, Basil, and lovely to meet you, Michelle and Xavier. What a pleasure.
And pleasure to meet you.
Can I just say, I'm going to get up on my table here.
Watch out. To
those people that have come down to the footy festival nice and early, come up nice and close.
Yeah, come and join
us. Because it's not often that you get an opportunity like this in intimate mode to see the great Mike Brady perform.
And you know it's grand final weekend. It's going to be incredible.
Thank you.
That is brilliant. Michael, it's your time of the year. We're close to that one day in September. You know all about that. This is your busiest time of the year. Do you still love it as much as you did all that time ago?
I do, Basil, and you've seen me many of those years, and it's like an honour, you know. It's like a privilege to meet people, to be part of your community.
Yeah.
You know, I live in Melbourne, spend a lot of time in Perth too, had to leave. I won't go into that. I still get a thrill out of it. I still smile when I see.
And I love this. Look, so Mike's come to the microphone. There's people wandering by.
Everyone's gathered.
Everybody knows it's Mike Brady. Yep. They know he's going to sing one of two songs, and they want to be there to be a part of it. And that's what September's all about with you, mate.
Mike, I want to know, what stage of the year does the phone ring? At what stage of the year does Gil check in and go, righto, are we good to go?
Well, it's a good point, Zoe. The thing is, like, the last couple of years have been difficult for them, and they're still bedding it in. So it wasn't really confirmed till quite late in the piece, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. But they'd already said, look, we're pretty certain that you're on. But I understand that because it's been a very difficult time.
Yeah, of course.
But some jobs I'm booked a year out.
Yeah.
People have been ringing this week and I haven't been able to do it.
Yes.
So this is my rooster week, and the rest of the year is I'm a feather duster.
Yeah. We were lucky enough to chat to Goanna earlier, and they're performing Solid Rock tomorrow, and 40 years old, that song. And we asked them, and it's the same question for you. Did you have any idea when you were first performing up there, Kazalian, one day in September, that they would live on as part of the fabric of Australian life as they have?
Not at all. And the wonderful thing about Up There Kazalia is it's become intergenerational now.
Yeah.
And the AFL have helped with that. Channel 7 were a big part of it, the original Channel 7. It wasn't a network in those days.
Yeah.
And they did the film clip, and it's really become a part of the language. And I'm very lucky to sort of travel on its coattails. The song is bigger than me.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear the song before the game tomorrow.
We are, but I'm going to do something a little bit different that I don't always do for you this morning.
Oh,
but
nice.
Well, I need everybody to sing.
Well, we got a huge crowd. Who's with Geelong tomorrow?
Yeah.
Who's on the Swans tomorrow? Who thinks Xavier Ellis should have won the 08 Norm Smith medal?
Yeah. Listen to that. There we go. Even the Geelong supporters agree.
Mike, we love your impact on September. Thanks for joining us on Triple M Breakfast. The stage is yours, my friend.
Thank you very much, Basil. And I do want you to help me. Here we go.
Maybe the rumour was about Mike.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you put a lot in and you've worked real hard. There are days when you try, days when you start, trying to please the crowds when they're unforgiving. There are easier ways to make a living. Well, we've come a long way since the start of things. We've seen the joy that hard work brings. I do this just to prove it's live.
Yeah.
You've made us cry, you've made us smile. We've hit the front, now it's all worthwhile. Here we go! Cause there's one day in September we want to remember. There isn't any doubting we'll be in there shouting. Football's such a part of this whole town. And we know that you won't let us down. Well, there's nothing better than a nice good win. There's no second prize if you let them in. You gotta give your best and then give again. Out there, there's no such thing as friends. We've been our best and we've been our worst. If we do it right, we'll come home first. Gotta get in there and make them sag. Hit them hard and take the flag. Okay, everybody, here
Let's go.
Cause there's one day in September we want to remember. There isn't any doubting we'll be in there
shouting.
Football's such a part of this whole town. And we know that you won't let us down. Last time, here we go. Cause there's one day in September we want to remember. There isn't any doubting we'll be in there shouting. Football's such a part of this whole town. And we know that you won't let us down.
Yeah. Oh, that voice.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale is live and it is on now as well. You can get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. All Rimmel, Sally Hansen, L'Oreal, Maybelline, all half price. Get into Chemist Warehouse or you can shop online as well.
Get the career you've been waiting for with a mining or construction course at Australian Training Management. All nationally accredited. AustralianTraining.com.au. RTO 2431.
When you want to talk footy,
listen to the roar.
There's only one man for the job.
They're loving it right now.
Our main man, Lockie Reed.
I should be so lucky, 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 lucky.
What a star he is.
Hello, guys. Hey, how are you?
Lucky.
Great.
Lucky.
Just a quiet 24 hours for you three.
Oh, I tell you what, Lock. Don't worry about us three. Your daughter was as pissed as anyone in the
world. I hope you looked after her, X-Men. Yeah. Nah, fantastic. I did get a text from her last night because I rang just to see how she was. And I got a text going, I'll ring you back in a few moments when I get back to the hotel. I got that phone call at 6:30 a.m. this morning. So good night, Mads. Good night. Well done to you.
She can dance well, can't she?
Oh, yeah. Nah, she had a good time.
All right, I don't want to know anymore. Thank you very much. Let's move on. Hey, massive grand final. And the massive news, of course, is Logan McDonald being dropped for this grand final. Huge news last night. It was sort of, spoken about yesterday during the day that maybe he was the one that was going to miss because Sam Reed, of course, he's injured but can get through the game. But they need another ruckman just to help out because Sam Reed's been doing the ruck work with Tom Hickey. So huge call by Sydney, but it's not the only one. I mean, I've looked through, a lot of players have been dropped ahead of a grand final after not only playing, you know, most of the season, but playing the semi-finals and prelims. Our old mate Barra obviously got dropped in 1991 prelim final, mainly came back.
Yeah.
You're shaking your head, Baz.
No, that's right.
Was that an obvious in and out?
Yes.
Mainly came back, Barra went out.
Heartbreak, that's right, yeah.
Jamie Graham, of course, played all of the season in 2006, and then he got dropped for David Witapunda. But the big one is, and we hope it doesn't go this way, but Derek Kickett in 1993, he was one of three that was dropped leading into that grand final, and he didn't take it well. He, in fact, left the club and went to Sydney.
To Kevin Sheedy.
Are they back now? I think they might have reunited.
Oh, have they?
I thought they might have. But another one there, look, you haven't mentioned, who's an emergency tomorrow for Geelong. John Segler was, he played in the, and was Ben McAvoy. Took his spot. And big John Segler is a good ruckman.
Has he played?
No.
He's never won one.
Wow. And emergency so tomorrow. Close. And I know that he was close to playing this one as well. So there you go.
Segler.
And it's interesting too, isn't it? Because everyone will say, oh, well, Logan McDonald is, 21 years of age. He'll get another chance. But he may not ever get another chance, depending on how Sydney go over the years. X, you would know. I mean, you got your chance in 2008, and then injuries got you, and you couldn't get back into the grand final again.
Well, Joel Selwood won his last one in 2011, and then 11 years later, he's going again. So. Yeah. But Logan McDonald, he's kicked 5 goals in the last 8 games. So he hasn't really knocked the door down.
All right.
But if Reed doesn't play, does he stay in then?
You would think he comes back in because McLean, who came in last night, is more of a ruckman. So he can be the backup ruckman to Tom Hickey.
So does Reed play?
I think he does. If he doesn't have to ruck, he's important. But
is he fit enough?
Well,
you can't take injured players into grand finals.
I know that. But I think... I think you may, if he doesn't play, then you bring in Logan McDonald, who I just said has kicked 5 goals in 8 games. Yeah. So you may as well throw caution to the wind.
Yep. The Cats, they look the goods, don't they? Haven't lost since round 10. Their average winning margin over the last 5 weeks, X, is 53 points. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Have they had easy games or have they just put the teams to the sword?
There's no such thing as an easy game in terms of prelims and finals and whatnot. I think the Cats, and we spoke to Tom Hawkins, was it last week, and he said that he hasn't been at a football club that's had greater synergy ever from medical team, recruitment team, coaching staff, football staff. The synergy down the highway's been impeccable, and they're heading into a pretty pretty good territory tomorrow. I'd rather have a winning record of 57 points than I would scratching over the line by points and whatnot. But they're there, both sides are there. But I mean, you can't question Geelong's record.
Paddy Dangerfield. Say g'day to Embers too, guys. I'm missing him. I haven't seen him for a couple of days.
So are we, Lock. literally missing him. You don't know
literally
where he is.
Hey, I teased a little bit going into the last song that, well, Geelong is in the grand final. We know Gary Ablett is one of the greats of the Geelong Footy Club. Great story this morning has been revealed by Joel Selwood that Gary's young son, Levi, who has had some serious medical issues, is going to be part of the grand final. Here is Joel Selwood on SENWA.
They'll let you in on a little secret, but his son's going to run out with me tomorrow, which is pretty special. I think it's only fair that Ablett's performing on grand final day, and it's Gaz's turn to cheer on his little son. So that will be pretty special for the Ablett family, but also the Geelong faithful.
Goosebump stuff, eh? That's absolutely fantastic.
That's beautiful.
Our only issue is, what's Joel dropping that on SENWA and not on our show?
Yeah. Did you organise that interview, X?
Yeah, we had him on Monday. Yeah. Or Tuesday or something along the lines.
Normally we'd say no prize for seconds. In this case, there was.
Exactly right. All right, let's do this.
It's time to read the play.
Here we go!
It's all about the grand final, but I just wanted to just close off about the trade period, because footy never stops. So once the grand final, the final siren will sound and we'll start talking about who's going where and who's staying and who's not staying. So Griffin Logue, just wanted to go through how it'll probably unfold during the trade period. Griffin Logue, it'll still get done, Griffin Logue. I would say a second rounder somehow for North Melbourne to get that done. Of course, they've got those compensation picks of second rounder and third rounder. He's $600,000 a year. He's got to be worth around a second rounder, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to argue otherwise when you're paying the player so much. That's where clubs that are negotiating shoot themselves in the foot. Well, if you're offering someone 600, 700, 800, 900, you think they're pretty handy. So, second rounder, shake hands, and Griffin Logue moves to North Melbourne.
And you would say Lobb, second rounder as well. I'm not sure he gets into the first round for the Western Bulldogs, I think a second rounder. The hard one is Lloyd Meek. Plenty of talk about Lloyd Meek making the move. He's got a lot of clubs interested in him, so you would think Lloyd Meek's a second, third rounder, wouldn't you, just from what he's done in his footy career. But if there's four or five clubs chasing him, they could get a better pick than, you know, a third rounder. Maybe they slide into a second, even a low second.
Well, you look at it, Locke, and the Ruckman tomorrow, for example, Reece Stanley, second club, Tom Hickey, fourth club, Segler in the Resi, second club. Darcy Cameron rucked last week for second club or mature rage. I mean, ruckmen, they take time, and you don't need to get... You almost don't need to draft them these days. You just pluck them. So, and Lloyd Meek, I deserve a finder's fee, because I've been spruiking Lloyd Meek
for
a
long time. You've been big on him.
That bandwagon.
Tucker to North Melbourne, that may be involved in the Logue deal. We'll see how that unfolds. I'm told that they're asking for a second rounder for Akers, but they'll get a third rounder. And Rioli, you should get maybe the compensation pick for Carl Amon. That's pretty much how trade period will unfold. Hey, Baz, you're a sensation, mate. Enjoy your last show and enjoy Melbourne.
Thank you very much, Lockie. Continued good luck, mate, on Triple M. You'll continue to dazzle with the call team. And
we'll see you tomorrow, too.
It's been great fun, of course.
We'll see you at the grand final.
Have a safe flight over, mate. Yep. Well played.
Thank you very much. You're a champ, mate. Started my work days with Baz at Channel 7, and I've never been the same since.
It does sound like I'm dead. Oh,
no. I
get a parlay at the end.
92.9.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts and even our energy.
It's Dave, Michelle and Baz's.
Thanks, Basil.
Oh, how good is this prize, guys?
Magical. It's a fantastic prize.
Oh, of course. How good, Charles? $500 Harvey beef.
Beautiful.
The 65-inch 4K LED TV. Of course, LED, Michelle, that's what it is.
You haven't got the time to spell things out.
No, you don't. And the 10 cartons of raunchy just to enjoy your day tomorrow.
An absolute treat. I mean, we had Kirky on. We're now talking 11...
I love that his kids take the piss out of him. I absolutely love it.
10 years after it first kicked off, actually happened live, and it has gone to a new level.
And Baz, can I say, are you the very first person to finesse out of him his thoughts behind it?
I think he's only just talked about it. I don't think he's ever spoken about it before. I was a bit nervous to ask him, to be perfectly honest.
So was I. That's why we left it to you.
He was very open.
But in the end, I think his boys have turned him around, and he said a bit like, mate, the text or the transcript gets delivered into his DMs once or twice a week. We
had some great people get involved in our Thanks Basil compilation.
Some friends.
People like the Beastie and Joshy Gallop. Lockie was in there.
Duggo, Danny, Duggo. Ambers, the gang.
So Britt Taylor. It went a little like this.
Thanks Basil. I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Saturday afternoon team.
We're a bunch of unique individuals.
Malthouse, Harley, Zemplis, McLaughlin, and myself.
We're going to engage with our minds and our hearts.
We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy.
And to speak from your heart, you need to have courage.
You need to be honest and authentic.
We're not always going to get it right. And sometimes you might not agree with us. But that's okay, because just like you, we care.
Just like you, we are passionate about the game.
So if you want to come along for the ride, join us on Saturday Arvos, because we just love the footy.
Thanks, Basil.
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 Too much is not
what
enough.
What about Brett with the horses?
Yeah, down
the
straight. Good.
That was incredible. So if you'd like to see that compilation, so there's a video that goes with that of everybody playing their part and doing their line, and it's on our social media.
That's your biggest footballing moment. Don't worry about the
Triple
four you kicked
perfect.
It. No, you get leadable oval, that five at leadable oval.
Second semi on Mark Brayshaw.
Oh, Sticks. You give it to Sticks.
Wow. Yeah, five. I had to get him moved off. Guess who came on?
Sticks got moved off.
And Danny Southern came on to me. Oh, kicked two on him and they put Brayshaw back on.
Oh, come on.
That's on there on our Instagram page. But our winners. And what a prize it's been. We've been talking about them.
$500 Harvey Beef, LED, 65-inch TV and 10 cartons of raunchy beer. It's going to fill your day full tomorrow. Don't worry about that.
So winner number two, and you can see his great work as well.
Indeed. Shall we go to Jack?
Thanks, Basil. I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Saturday afternoon team. We're a bunch of unique individuals. Malthouse, Harley, Zimpilis, McLaughlin, and myself.
Just a butchering. I love that.
But the butchering's good.
Yeah,
I love
that.
Because when, you know, whenever they play something back on CNN, then they come they always get the names a little bit wrong and all of that. Well done, Jack. All right, great creativity.
Second prize
great
there for Jack. All right, so
which
we're
is
going
nothing,
in.
So no prize.
No, yeah, well, it's just the accolade of I nearly got the lead TV.
But as we know in the radio game, there can only be one winner.
Absolutely.
And for this incredible effort, original, well thought through, crisp sound, our congratulations to the man responsible for this.
Thanks, Basil. I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Triple M breakfast team. We're a bunch of unique individuals. Anderson, Ellis, Zemplis, Shane on the buttons, and myself. We're going to engage with our minds and our hearts. We're even going to exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy. And to speak from your heart, you need to have courage. You need to be honest and authentic. We're not always going to let Goodwin speak or Embers announce the Norm Smith. And everyone won't agree with that. But that's okay, because just like you, we care. So if you want to come along for the ride, join us in the mornings. Because we just love the snoz. Thanks, Basil.
Renee, congratulations, my friend. Well done.
Wow. I'm literally crying. Like,
well done, Renee, mate. Beautiful. And also, just love the creativity, somehow weaving in the fact that Basil forgot Goodwin's speech again. Love that.
Some
say done deliberately.
Get the opportunity.
I've got my girl sitting here on me, literally on me. We're all so stoked.
So good.
And do you know,
thanks, Basil.
Good awesome, on, Renee. Baz, you know Baz, I didn't write you 2 years ago, but mate, you're a legend. I love you, mate. I love your work.
That seems to be a bit of a sentiment there, Renee. It didn't rate you 2 years ago, but you're a good fella.
Now that you're leaving, we think you're terrific.
I'll tell you what. Is there anything you'd like to say to Basil, Renee?
Baz, you're a legend.
Thanks, Basil.
Thanks, Basil.
That's going to go up on our Instagram as well. You'll be able to see that, all of the entries.
Everyone's beautiful.
And can I say to the... I think, Michelle, this might have been your brilliant idea.
Yeah.
but it's been quite superb. And to get Kirky on and to get everybody involved and to get all of the celebs who played their part as well and to all of the celebs who we contacted and said, piss off, I'm not doing that.
Well, you're good, mate, Dennis. You're good, mate, Dennis.
But he sent the beast in.
Yeah, he sent the beast yeah. is the man.
We had a committee involved. Mickey B was involved.
Mick Barlow.
Magnificent stuff.
We might have a nose off between you two, I think.
Oh, my God.
So thank you, everybody. It's been a great privilege to be on the show. I'll talk about that right at the end. Mm. But for the Thanks Basil memories, I will remember this for the rest of my life. Great stuff, everyone. Yes. Thank you.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Our next guest is a Frio legend.
Barlow, tucked into the pocket. He goes
also wakes you up every Saturday morning.
Life is 10% what happens to you, mate, 90% how you react. So let's react, let's be positive about this, okay?
He knows all about what it takes to get into a grand final.
So the Hawks are so close now. They've done it. The best team all year.
Please welcome Mickey Barlow.
Mickey B, and what a bombshell. As Mickey B rocks up and at the precise same moment, the mouse enters the house.
Yes. Mouse promises Billy Brownless and he's bought Mick Barlow.
Can you believe it? Mickey B, welcome, mate.
Oh, good to be here, guys. It's really good to be here. It took a bit to find you guys this morning.
Yeah.
Everyone's out in the open and we've just tucked away next to the Lost Kids.
Yeah,
next to the Lost Kids.
As we like to say to everybody that's been coming down, look for the nose at Yarra Park.
And what is Zave's? Zave wants a nose off.
Right.
Yeah, that,
a nose off.
I've had a nose off before, Baz. You know how you do it?
Yeah.
You go in, right?
Yeah.
You get nice and close to each other.
Oh, and you point up.
And it's when the first nose hits the cheek.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So you pretty much kiss.
I reckon you'd have about 4 or 5 mil, Mick. It's short.
Yeah, there's not many that have me, but I reckon Baz has got me.
Hard to believe, Mickey, that 2013, Fremantle's one and only grand final at this stage, it's 9 years ago now, but your memories of that day and that whole event for Frio?
Yeah, you have a fair bit of nostalgia, don't you, when you roll back in, and obviously there hasn't been any grand final activity here for a few years or a couple of years, so... And I've never really done this. I've never been involved and walked around and had a look around. It is quite remarkable. And it's not something when you're in the moment that you understand.
Yes.
Like you come back 9 years later and have a look around and
realise how lucky you are.
See the euphoria around it. Clearly we didn't get the result that day and get the right result that we wanted. But, it's pretty special when you can reflect on your career and actually be involved in this week at some stage across that career.
I'm curious, so unlike the X-Man who's got one in the back pocket, obviously, and how
still,
lucky.
There it is.
Are there times when you wake up or just flashes and you go, wish we'd done this differently, would have liked to have done that differently. That week we could have done this on the Wednesday or whatever. Do you have those moments?
Yeah, from my memories from the game is all about the first 15 minutes of the game. I think Hawthorne, I don't think I know for a fact, Hawthorne just controlled the ball for 15 minutes. And Zave was there, so he might be fully aware.
Nah, I was completely inebriated.
the first 15 minutes, Hawthorne, grand finals, you get there, and I think you have this perception, it's going to be flying, it's going to be on.
It's ugly, isn't it?
And Hawthorne came out and just finessed the ball, controlled the ball, played keepings off, and it felt surreal for 15 minutes. It felt, this isn't right. Well, what are you doing? Kick the ball, so get it in play.
Yeah.
We eventually got our game going, but... probably the first 15 minutes is where it was won and lost from that day.
It is funny. I don't think about 2008 too often. You think about 12, which we thought we probably could have won with 25 more inside 50s or whatever it was. I think about 13, a missed opportunity, didn't play that year.
Yeah.
And then you think, well, we probably weren't good enough 15 to beat Hawthorn. But you do think about the losing ones or a lot more than you do. Like even the blokes who won 4, Sam Mitchell, Luke Hodge.
Still talk about
no doubt they'd be thinking, shit, 2012 we could have won that. Yeah. And there's another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so it's... It's good to be back. The experience of the whole week is amazing. I'm looking forward to. Oh, I think it's a great idea. The boats and the parade.
It's my idea, actually.
Great stuff, Baz.
How do you see tomorrow? How do you see it playing out? And of course, with his theories around injuries and who might come out. What do you? Because we spoke about Max Holmes' hamstring, and I said he surely can't play. But you've been in a position where you could play.
Well, Max Holmes is a fairly different beast and different athlete to me. Max Holmes actually has speed.
Can move.
That's his one wood.
Yeah.
I remember doing a hammy, I think it was my first year playing AFL, and I could have played the next week.
Yeah, right.
I still took, I think it was a 2-week hammy in the end. They didn't play me that week, but Absolutely. No awareness, no feeling. Could have played.
So you think he'll play?
Oh, I think he'll play, yeah.
Okay, what about Sam Reed?
Sam Reed I'm probably a little bit more pessimistic on.
Yeah.
I think Hayden McLean coming in, and I have only this to base it on, Hayden McLean is, you know, more of a legitimate backup, right?
Athletic type.
So if you're playing Reed and McLean, you know, they're both backup ruck, second ruck. So that will mean their front half may be compromised for a period. So I reckon McDonald.
You reckon he's
going
to come back in?
I reckon he'll play. I don't think Reed will get up. I think that one was fairly significant. As
right.
I just,
yeah, you groped yourself.
It showed us.
Live fondling.
Now,
right near the lost children.
We mentioned
the crowd build up.
Oh, it's magnificent.
Your last 20 minutes.
No, it's lovely, isn't it? We mentioned earlier there was what appeared to be a Collingwood supporter come over and spot Mickey B in the crowd.
Mark Barlow.
Did he actually write to the board of the Werribee Football Club at one stage?
That's Jason Watts. He's a volunteer at Werribee. He does some great work.
Did he go to the board this year to get you sacked?
Well, for the 2 years he's been, 12 months he's been volunteering at the club, he thinks my name's Mark.
Yeah.
So he calls me Mark Barlow.
Mark Barlow.
And we lost four on the bounce at one stage and he went to the board.
He went to the board to get Mick sacked.
Call for your scalp.
He said, sack him, get him out. There's better out there.
Wow. Dead Set Legends tomorrow, you guys are together.
Yeah, we'll be live tomorrow, won't we, Mick?
I think we've got a big, we've got Rusty, obviously. We've got Liam Shields.
Liam Shields, retired this year to be premiership player.
Yeah. Triple premiership. Is there a 10-year reunion? No, next year.
There's a 10-year losing reunion this year. Oh, that's good. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, great.
And Mickey, thanks for your input into the Thanks Basil recap.
No, I appreciate that.
That was beautifully done.
I have to apologise. Others, you know, the props, that's the word.
Yeah.
You're grabbing a lot of things at the moment.
Props.
Yes.
Oh, I just was in the car in between meetings. Yeah. So
yes.
But I think the fact that you clearly didn't care made it even more special.
No, Basil, no credit to you. You've been enormous.
Winner margin and Norm Smith voice.
I think the Cats win by 13 points.
Yeah,
I like Cam Guthrie for the Norm Smith.
Cam Guthrie going to go off the leash?
He's one that he just keeps rocking up. He's undervalued. Oh, no, not undervalued, but underappreciated.
Okay.
I think tomorrow he gets it done. So Geelong by 13.
Yeah.
Cam Guthrie, Norm Smith. First goal.
You've got to be good to kick a first goal in a grand final.
Yeah, so Mitch
Duncan. You've got to be really good to do
it. He's probably on par with you, Zave.
Yeah.
So maybe Mitch Duncan.
Dunks. Okay.
From halfback.
There you go.
Forward, wherever he plays. They just throw him anywhere.
Mickey Barlow, and you won't be at the game. He's heading to a wedding.
Are you serious?
Heading to a wedding.
In Queensland.
2:30 start.
What?
Yeah.
Straight after Dead Set Legends.
That's on the plane. Get there. Celebrate.
Emceeing too, so no chilling out.
Really?
Lucky Brisbane didn't make it because the partnership, the connection that's getting married, Jared Lyons' wife is
maid of honour or something.
She's in the bridal party. So Jared's there, but Jared probably wouldn't have got a game, the way he was going.
He started moving like you and I did. Anyway, Mickey Barlow, mate, enjoy the wedding. And, of course, we'll hear tomorrow on Dead Set Legends with Britt Taylor.
Thanks.
Can't wait. Good on you, Mickey. Good thanks you for stepping by, mate.
Looking forward to that nose off, Baz.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
As we say goodbye, farewell, valet to Basil Zemplis for the last time.
That's right, Shani. Cue the sad music. Zemplis on the way out. It's a sad moment, Baz. So sad. I'm going to celebrate tonight. I'm going to go hard for you.
What's special, though, is that we're together, friends.
Yes, we are.
I'm with my nearest and dearest now, from Triple M, Michelle, Xavier, and the mouse.
And may I say how lovely that I got the tail end of working with you. I'm very appreciative.
And last night, Michelle, after dinner, I went home and dusted up some audio and just put together a little package for you, Baz.
Thank you.
Save Michelle and Baz for breakfast.
Never boring.
Team, clearly with my other roles, there has been an increase in the travel commitments that I'm required to fulfil. So as a result, my last show on the program will be Friday before the AFL Grand Final, that Friday week. Hard to be on the breakfast show if you're never there.
Pleasure working with you, Baz.
Tis emotional, ex. It's times like these that you need great strength and great character and courage, and you haven't got much of it.
Baz was born without a chest.
Pulled the recorder out the other day. Closer to ScoMo than you think. Who? You.
The real breakfast FM radio show that's on live. Look, you can touch someone.
Ow!
See?
Ow.
You're right.
Yeah.
Sorry, you haven't ironed your jumper, by the way. Nick off.
Sorry, I was just trying to make a conversation.
Sure, not you, Jen. I didn't mean you.
I'm concerned about Baz. Absolutely. He has not had a sick day since 2004.
Oh, I've got syphilis.
Favourite band? I'll give you a hint. American Idiot.
Blink-182? Is that them?
Green Day.
Oh, Green Day. Right. Bad day.
Imagine Snoz became the biggest OnlyFans because he's...
Noses?
What?
Noses?
Oh, hang on a minute. Might be a lucrative opportunity here.
But the...
That puberty happens to all of us, Basil.
Certainly are. 1-3-3-5
1-3-3-5-3 It's okay, I'll take over.
Well,
it's okay.
We got a bottle of Invictus aftershave. Liam Duggan.
Smell like him. Is that canary or I don't know.
Jesus. Ryan from Byfield.
Yeah, grand
final. Oh, that's awesome.
Well,
thanks, you.
That just fell off his chair.
Right. How would you go on the drunk? Those little wings.
I reckon it'd be all right.
You're right.
Good levers, I reckon. Good levers.
Yeah, oh, yes. You give it a good one.
I reckon I would. Daily Mail, you would have popped up there a couple of times.
Yeah, about a few runs there.
Yeah.
And taken it with pride, I must say.
Does Baz ever stop flapping his gums? Gotta let Xavier talk. Shut up, Basil.
Apparently.
Off the text line.
And Fridays, I tend to sit nude at the desk at work, you know.
Yeah.
It's just casual.
Yeah. Imagine the shock scene, Baz, Rick and Sue nude at the desk.
Weary after working with you all
these years. Yeah, that's right.
And Baz will be the big spoon to Mark McGowan.
There you go, on the sky bed.
Will we get those pyjamas?
Yeah. I've requested for both of you to put them on immediately.
So what happens?
It's really just a double bed for you, to be honest.
Hey, here it is, the Overnight Sports Report with the X-Men.
Rumour mill.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's
Are you back on the source?
You're
right.
You feature in the Rumour File. 922. The Rumour File, only an hour away. Rumour Mill. Rumour Mill at six at Triple M.
6PMMM.com.au.
Anytime for the Rumour File. Rumour Mill at 6PR.com.au. Had a call to the Rumour File earlier. Only on 96... 96 FM.
No.
Clersey. Triple M. Lucy, our 80-year-old, will be listening.
Only likes Basil.
She went to school with him.
Yeah.
Did you have an aircon growing up?
No. We didn't have air-conditioned workplaces in the early days.
Coming in on horseback, though, is fresh air all around.
That's true. Say, come on, Zorro. My horse was called Zorro. So, come on, Zorro, go a bit quicker so I can get the wind through my hair.
Baz casually goes, oh, I've been rescued by Bondi Rescue at Noosa. Now, I've gone and got the audio of what's happening.
So now we've got a situation where Hoppo's sitting there watching this fella just swim like an absolute clown.
We've named a goat after you, Basil.
Oh, you've done it.
You haven't got the biggest dogs in the world, but you're 2 mil short.
We've got the power couch out the outside of the studio here.
Also known as Baz's coffin. I'm going to put a plaque on that.
Paramedic said this, but we can't believe this bloke's alive. I actually said that. Never give up, kids. Never give up. Never stop believing.
Here we go, Baz.
I reckon you're an absolute legend.
Thank you, Your Worship.
Basil City.
Valet!
No, that's when you're helpless. That's when you're dying.
Hello, you've called the 18th Lord Mayor of the City of Perth. I'm not available right now. If you're ringing about Channel 7 business, please press 1. If you're ringing about Triple M business, please press 2. If you're ringing for me to host your function, please press 3. If you're ringing about City of Perth business, please press 4. If you're ringing just because you want to hear my voice, please press 5 and I'll talk to you a bit longer.
The music. It's back.
Oh, oh no.
Is that us?
It was beautifully whipped up. Mate.
Yeah, that was last night. And that's why I had a few beers just to get my creativity and get it flowing a little bit. So I put that together last night, Baz.
Well, for a moment of seriousness then, thank you very much.
Oh, and we've got a card for you.
Sorry. Yes.
I went and got that last night too.
Not the giant size one?
No, we couldn't afford that.
I'll open it. Tommy, you got your card. Open it.
Stand by here. Thank you, guys. That's very touching. The Queen of Awesomeness, it says.
Yeah, no, thank you.
That's a lovely touch. Oh, careful, careful. What's in there?
Oh, and a $100 voucher to Sienna's.
Well, that is very special.
There you go.
A moment of seriousness. Thank you. It's been such a thrill and joy. And, X, we were right there at the very start to be able to launch a brand new station. Obviously, the Triple M brand is synonymous Australia-wide. It took its time getting to Perth, but we'll forever be able to say and be very proud of the fact that we were there at the very start to launch this new brand. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, I can't wait to see the brand of Triple M in Perth really take off and become a part of the fabric of our city, which it will become. To everyone that's been on the show, thank you. I want to thank Dave Cameron and Tim Arnold for their great support. To Jenna, who was with us at the start, Michelle, it's been wonderful to get to know you over the last few months, and I know that the X-Man is in very safe hands with you alongside him. So thank you for coming in and filling the gaps and now taking the show in its brilliant new direction towards the top, which is absolutely brilliant. And X-Man, it's been a great joy and a great pleasure. I won't get emotional because I'm not that sort of guy.
No, neither am I.
Thanks to 40 and Rami. Thanks to Tommy and Matt. And most importantly, thanks to everybody in the Triple M audience. It's been a great joy and a great pleasure. You know me, I'll never be far away. This is not goodbye. Just see you later for now.
I'm not even going to valet
you. Yeah, I was going to say,
give me the valet out the door. Give me the valet out the
service.
Door. And then I'll finish it with two words.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Valet. Basil Zemplis. Dead at 51.
Thanks, Basil.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Thanks for listening to the Zave, Michelle and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.